This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
But now we got more content to cover with him after the Commanders this past hour have pulled off a trade, according to Adam Schefter, of Sam Howell, their quarterback, headed to the Seahawks for a pick swap. Washington is moving up twice in the draft order. They have gone from a fourth-round pick to a third-round pick and from a sixth to a fifth. They are gaining 24 and 27 spots, respectively, to leap up from the fourth to the third and the sixth to the fifth. Five picks in the top 78, six in the top 100. Here's where I want to go next. We'll get back to the phones, 800-636-1067. You want to chew on this with me in a minute. One of the initial takeaways among Commanders fans, it would appear, and for media members that are just kind of throwing out some speculation and what this could mean, we're all guessing, we're all playing the same game. Could moving up the board twice, by definition, adding another third and another fifth at the expense of a four and a six, could that make it more likely for Washington to be trading up to number one for Caleb Williams? How about that? The idea behind it, right, is just simple. They have a better first three-round situation than they had at the beginning of the day. They have a much better first five-round situation than they had a couple of hours ago. Instead of four picks in the top 95, I think it was, they've now got five in the top 78. Instead of five picks in the top 100, they now have six. If you wanted to trade up to number one to get Caleb Williams, hypothetically, it's probably easier to do that after this Howell trade than before it. I will agree to those terms. I can give you a retweet verbally on that. I'll endorse that idea. If you wanted to trade up for Caleb Williams, you probably have better ammunition to fire off in doing that now than you did before you traded Howell and got a third and a five. But I'm not believing it or buying it. I'm standing my ground. Have to trade up. The gap to me between Williams and the other guys is not big enough. If they think it is, go get them. If they think Caleb Williams is the next Mahomes, if they think Caleb Williams could be a special elite game changer and they don't love May or Daniels and the gap between Williams and those other guys is so sizable and substantial that they think the only way to get a quarterback that's going to be a gold jacket-wearing Hall of Fame GOAT who's in our Ring of Fame is to go up to one because we got to get Caleb Williams, then sure, I got no problem going up. I just, using my own thinking cap here, based on the people that I talk to around football that are a lot smarter than me, I don't see the gap between Williams and the other guys as large enough. And from a fit standpoint, I don't think it makes sense for Washington to do it. You got too many other needs. You got too many other problems to give up a king's ransom to move up to number one, which is what it would take. So that's going to be part of the reaction. Better draft compensation, better ammunition, more chance, more likely that they go get Caleb Williams. I don't necessarily buy the last part. Maybe the odds change slightly in a sports book. Maybe the percentage chance of them moving up goes up a couple of points today. But I still think it's well under 50% and it's low. You sit at two, you take a QB. If I had to trade up or trade back, I'd trade back. As long as I could still get a quarterback, I'm probably not trading back lower than four or five. So how realistic is that even? But my actual preference and what I think they're going to do is just sit at two and take a QB. But that's now the conspiracy theory. That's one of the reactions that we're seeing. We can get back into that a little bit later on.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.